Next up, a tower full of treasures.
Overlooking the River Thames, the Tower of London is one of the capital's most unique and popular tourist attractions. Speak up, talk to John Paul Davis, historian and author, about the tower's remarkable history. Davis begins with a quote by John Stowe, an antiquarian from the Elizabethan era.
Stowe wrote of the tower, "The tower is a citadel to defend or command a city, a royal palace for assemblies or treaties, a prison of state for the most dangerous offenders, the only place of coinage for all England at this time, the armoury for warlike provision, the treasury of the ornaments and jewels of the crown, and general conserver of most records of the King's Court of Justice of Westminster." Now, I don't know about you, I can't think of another place on the planet that has so many of these purposes wrapped into one.
With such a long history, it is inevitable that there are myths and legends surrounding the massive fortress further east at Colchester in Essex. In the 20th century, a well-known British author appears to have used these connections in his writing, says Davis.
The stonework happens under a guy called Gundulf of Cairn, who was a bishop, and he also been made the Bishop of Rochester, and he also did the castle at Colchester. And as I mentioned in the book, there's a legend that J.R.R. Tolkien had a massive interest in Gundulf and named the wizard after him. And apparently these two towers, the White Tower of the Tower of London and the Keep of Colchester, are the so-called the Two Towers. So if you're into the Lord of the Rings, then that might mean something.
Many visitors to the Tower of London recognise it as a historic place of imprisonment and punishment for high-profile prisoners, political opponents, religious evangelists, or prominent criminals. Although living in different times and committing different crimes, the prisoners usually shared one thing: a sense of dread as they approached the tower. This was understandable, as few would ever see the outside world again, says Davis.
It's around 8,000 prisoners in its history, which is actually only an average of 3 or 4 a year over the course of its history. But they tended to be important ones. We had Guy Fawkes, of course. We had Rudolf Hess. We had pretenders to the crown. We had the poor princes in the tower. So a real collection of very, very glamorous and interesting, at times incredibly deceitful characters.
The Tower of London is a world-famous tourist attraction. But what, we asked Davis, does the Tower of London symbolise for the millions of visitors who come here, and particularly for Londoners and the English?
As Englishmen, I think there is something about the whole saying an Englishman's home is his castle sort of thing. It is a strange one, because if you go up somewhere like the Shard now and like look down at the tower, it actually looks pretty puny by comparison. But like, of course, that wouldn't have been the case at the time. But like, if you look at the towers from one of the nearby bridges, such as Tower Bridge or the other ones, you just walk along from somewhere like Wapping or Tower Hamlets to the bank, or perhaps look at it from the south side of the river, it's still pretty imposing. The White Tower is still the heart of that. So